We paid the price for not nullifying their long balls and their aerial threat, which we pointed out. There was no pressure in midfield, and we sat back on the 18-yard line from the kickoff. That's not what I ask. I don't know why we think we need to do that in the first 10, 15 minutes of the game. What I did say was don't give silly free kicks away like we did last week at Hartlepool. But they were passing through our midfield at will. The guy was popping in between the lines and causing us a lot of problems. And the second half, I brought Bobson on to put more pressure up front and the midfield to engage more, which was it was better, but they still got to run off and hit the inside of the post. So their basic midfield roles where people have got to track them, their runners, and if the long balls, if teams are playing a direct game, which is fine, we've got to counter that by tracking back and doing the basic rudiments of the game.
In recent weeks, you've had really good first halves and maybe struggled to get going second half. Today, though, really slow start. What can you put that down to?
I think you can, sometimes when you're on a run, the mentality to keep the same level of performance up is what successful teams do. We're a team in progress, and I think you're going to get that period where mentally we've been really, really fighting for results. And today we've met a team that are desperate for a win, you know, and to be fair to them, they deserve the win.
You did badly second half when you played, you know, the only was their goal almost came against the run of play, I thought, because you actually had good spells either side of it, and so you had a good go, but just not couldn't really launch anything at the end.
No, they'd hit the inside of the post twice, so I think you've got to be fair to Cheltenham. They could have been out, the game could have been put to bed, you know. So we've got to look at the game and learn from the game, because we'll come up against this again and again, and you know, we've had a bad performance. Let's agree with that. And what you have to do with a bad performance is look at it, correct it. If necessary, make changes and go again for Accrington.
And generally speaking, on the whole, it's still an encouraging start, and you obviously are making progress.
Yeah, but I don't like losing. You know, the clubs I've worked at are winning clubs, and I'm a winner. And I want to bring that winning mentality to Crawley. I don't want to accept that we've been on a run. I want us to fight for every point. I want us to fight for every game and be really disappointed. So the first half, we didn't fight. So I can play 90 minutes and fight and lose and have no problem with the boys. I don't want to be going in at half time asking them why they're not doing what was asked, you know. So, you know, it's a bad day at the office for Crawley, and we've got to get back in on Tuesday and correct it.